This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so Rich, you are an unabashed 18 playoff guy in college football.
Big time,
yes. You don't hide that at all.
For a number of
reasons.
You
wear it on your chest.
For a number of reasons, maybe the most important to me would be in an eight-team scenario, hopefully, every year, the top-ranked group of five school would have an opportunity to be sort of a Cinderella story in the tournament.
I will believe that when I see it, because I do feel like there is a clear caste system going on. Even with the group of five having access to a New Year's Six Bowl, that feels like the consolation prize, not a seat at the big table with everybody else.
Five conference champs, two at-large, and the top-ranked group of five school.
Yeah. Not saying I wouldn't like it. I'm just saying I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
You and me both.
That the Power Five conferences give that big a seat at the table to a group of five. I think an interesting question is to ask yourself, and we'll get into why we're talking about this in just a second, but as long as we're talking about this, because we live in a city with one of the best group of five programs that there is since the inception of the playoff. I think you could argue that Tom Herman's second year at U of H, the Cougs went into that season with the best chance of any group of five of getting into the four-team playoff. Now, granted, it was a very, very small percentage chance, and ultimately they didn't live up to that because they wound up losing a couple bad games in conference. Herman had his eye on other jobs. It affected the team, the whole nine yards. But this, no, it happened, Coach. You ended up taking the Texas job Thanksgiving weekend, like 2 days after you lost to Memphis. But they went into that year, Rich, about as well set up as a group of five school could be because they had finished the previous season beating Florida State in a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
They finished in the top 15 in the country. They started the season in the top 15 in the country. And I know the AP and the coaches poll aren't what decides the playoffs, but it is what shapes the narratives and the views of the committee. I do believe that they have a subliminal effect on the committee, the rankings, when it comes time for them to sit down in that room and come up with the rankings every couple weeks in October and November. And they had a schedule that lent itself to it. They had two top five teams on their schedule, and they beat the first one in the opener in Oklahoma. So that said, the Cougs this year actually are set up kind of nice, too. They've got Oklahoma and Washington State on their schedule.
True.
I don't know that they're going to win either of those games. I don't even know if they're going to be competitive going up to Norman for the opener. But it should be interesting. But back to this playoff. So I'll believe it when I see it that the group of five gets a seat at the table. It's not group of five schools that are making this noise right now, though. It's the Big Ten, which is big shock, because the Big Ten has been left out of the playoff the last 3 years. And when I say the Big Ten, I mean specifically one of their ADs, Barry Alvarez from the University of Wisconsin. The last 3 years, there's been no Big Ten team in the playoff. And the talk of expanding the field with Barry Alvarez, he said
Well, Big Ten had Ohio State. The last 2 years, no Big Ten, right?
Is it no? Well, I think it's
Ohio State was there 2 years ago.
Were they there 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Ohio State, Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl.
Okay.
Alabama, Washington in the Peach Bowl.
Okay. So, but they certainly haven't been equal to, you know, the SEC or the ACC in terms of getting teams in who get Alabama and Clemson
that
in every
I agree
single
with.
Year.
Yes.
So Alvarez did an interview with The Athletic where he said, quote, "There's a window, I think, a year from now where they can make changes. They left that available. It was initially, I think, an eight-year contract, but there's an opening when they can make changes, so that's available." And the reason, as we just outlined, why Alvarez is being so vocal is that no Big Ten school. Now, this article that I'm looking at, Rich, says no Big Ten school has been involved in the four-team playoff the past three seasons. This is from Awful Announcing. Maybe they're wrong.
Yeah, I think they are, because the semis last year were Alabama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Notre Dame.
Yep.
The year before it was Georgia, Oklahoma, Alabama, Clemson.
Okay.
And the year before that it was Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, Washington.
Okay. So the last two seasons at least.
Last two, I think, is more accurate.
Yeah.
So and Sean, it's funny because playoffs have been around for 5 years.
Yep.
So a total of 20 playoff bids have gone out. The SEC has 6. The ACC has 5. The Big 12 and Big 10 have 3 apiece. And then there's also the Pac-12 with just 2 and Notre Dame with 1.
Right, right. And so, look, the if you're an 18 playoff person, the dream scenario was almost in play last year, which would have been Notre Dame getting one of the spots and the SEC getting 2 of them. Absolutely. And then you would have had 3 conferences left out of it.
That's what it's going to take. I mean, whatever the Big Ten is saying now, they're saying obviously because they haven't been in there for a couple of years. But that's what it's going to take. One or more big-time conferences to make enough noise to make this happen.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of moving pieces here, Rich. First of all, I'm not buying what Alvarez is saying, that there is a window coming up where they can do this. If everybody agrees to it, they can do it whenever the hell they want to. You know, like if everybody looks at each other and says there's a chance to make more money, there's a chance to expand the interest in the postseason.
Yeah, this talk about contracts. Come on. Contracts.
Yeah, no, if everybody agrees that it's that it's doable, then they can do it. Here's what I'm most curious about with this is the TV side of it. Because it's ESPN who has the contract, but it's also ESPN who's had to take a real good hard look at their books the last few years. They haven't been, seemingly, they haven't been nearly as free spending as they were back
cutting back.
You were in that boom period where they were bidding against themselves.
Except for Wojo.
They've just been
cutting back.
No, but there's certain guys that they pay because they can justify it. Look, they just gave Stephen A. Smith $10 million.
They did.
So if there's enough advertising dollars for somebody's show where you can justify it and you can get the return on the investment, they'll do it. The thing is, when these contracts were put in place and things like the Longhorn Network were put in place, ESPN was just bidding double what everybody was because they were flowing with money and they didn't want anybody else in the same business specter as they were. And then along comes Fox, who has the money. You know, ESPN has the contract on this playoff, so seemingly ESPN would have to give the green light in order to expand it. And because if it did expand, then I think you could see Fox wanting in on it. I think you could see some of the, you know, the Hulus and the Netflixes and the Amazons of the world wanting to be in on that sort of bidding. All the same players that we expect to be in on the NFL bidding.
Right.
When that contract comes up, you could expect to see in on this. I'm skeptical. I'm more skeptical of the ESPN side than I am the academia side. The academia side will pay lip service to student athletes and we can't take them away. Oh, it's during finals and this and that. Whatever, dude. If everybody's in agreement that each school is going to make tens of millions of dollars more, they'll find a way to make it happen. And it's not like we're talking about all 130 D1 schools having to add another game all of a sudden. I do think there's a chance that if they do that, they could get rid of the conference championship games, and that may be a trade-off that they need to calculate.
That wouldn't be such a bad thing.
Would you be all right with that?
I'd be all right with that, yeah.
With them taking away the conference championship games?
Whatever it takes to get us to 8 teams, almost anything I'm okay with.
I'm a 4-team playoff guy, as you know. I like the 4-team playoff. I like that there's at least one conference that gets left out of it every year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not calling it a failure. I just think they can do better.
Well, it's clearly a success. I mean, it's made a lot of money. It's garnered a lot of interest.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing that Alabama and Clemson have? I mean, the last first year Ohio State won it, and since then it's been Alabama, Clemson.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a good thing?
I think the TV networks would just tell you if the ratings are good, then it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I admittedly don't have the TV ratings in front of me. I'll say this. It hasn't reduced my interest in it.
No.
You know, and I have a school that got its ass kicked by Clemson in the semifinals last year.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a couple of new players.
I wouldn't either, but it doesn't reduce my chances of watching the championship game.
No, that's true. That's always going to be must-see.
I'm always going to watch
that. Let's consider
what
we do for a living.
Yeah. No, but I would
a little biased.
But even if I were a fan, and I don't even say this as somebody who would probably bet on the games, I'm interested in the college football championship.
I would
game.
Be too.
It's the Super Absolutely. Bowl of a sport that yes. I really like.
Yes. Long before I got paid to sit here and talk about this stuff, I was glued to this stuff.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Like, so the playoffs been around since 2014. We brought up the Group of Five before.
Right.
How many years, if the Group of Five was able to get one team into it every year, how many years would that team really have deserved to be in the college football playoff? Actually, I think I want to say the first 2 or 3 years that the Group of Five got a bowl team into the New Year's Six, they won their bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Boise State beat Arizona the first year. U of H beat Florida State. UCF beat Auburn a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I just don't put the same weight on. You know, I know that there's a caliber of competition argument for the Group of Five schools that they don't go through the same ringer that the Power Five schools go through to qualify for that playoff. And that's true. That's pretty much inarguable. But I would argue that one of the most fun things about an event like the NCAA tournament is somebody like a George Mason or a Butler finding a way to break through to the Final Four and give themselves an opportunity.
Yeah.
Even though we know
it's football, that, so that
they're, no, it is, but they're, the comparison I'm making is in the road to the promised land. Yeah. Look, Butler and George Mason did not play a schedule as harrowing as Duke, let's say, to get to the Final Four. But to me, it doesn't, you know, take away from the validity of their trip or their reason for being there or how exciting it is to have that Cinderella element.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.